I suppose you could say that the motivation to combine, presiding judge asked, I thought, a very good question. Where is that motivation to combine? I suppose one possible argument you could make, even though computers were nascent at that time, or the web, I'm sorry, was nascent at that time, that was the inventive, the brilliant idea, the early idea that they had to make this patent, and it's a pity that it was so obvious.
Well, I guess that would have been your answer.
Hmm?
I wouldn't want to concede that it was inventive to be able to combine these sorts of filtering and communicative systems with what was a brick-and-mortar system. We think that that was obvious. But yes, Your Honor, that is the motivation. Everyone was doing it back then.
Of course, if our reasoning were always so circular, we wouldn't need the law, would we?
No, we wouldn't, Your Honor.
It's obvious because it's obvious.
Right.
We don't really think in those terms when we do the law, do we?
That's right. And I think this is what KSR teaches. What KSR teaches is that we look at what a person, and there's no dispute about this. I mean, what there isn't in the record, Dr. Dowling didn't say a person of ordinary skill wouldn't know about this. A person of ordinary skill wouldn't know about the brick and mortar systems. A person of ordinary skill wouldn't know about the filtering and application of the filtering systems to computers. None of that is stated below. Given the record and given what is clearly the motivation, the market movement, not just in 1995, 96, but well before that, in the early 90s, for these communication systems and filtering systems to be put together between buyers and vendors, that is where the motivation and suggestion comes from, Your Honor. That's where the teaching comes from.
When you're